Fleshbourne and Hayley's Little Bit of Pod.
Great things are brewing at McCafe. The perfect start to every day.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod.
Welcome to A Little Bit of Pod. I went back to my old house yesterday.
The one you lived in before that?
The one I lived in 5.5 years ago.
Stop being a pest. Why did you do this?
The people we sold the house to have sold the house on. I got this message like over summer and it was this lovely lady.
Flipped. Your house has been flipped again.
It's been flipped due to a separation, so not
that's not great.
Okay. Not great. Not the return one would hope on a house in Auckland. But anyway, a lovely lady messaged me saying, "Hello, we are looking to buy your old house."
Oh yeah.
Apparently the real estate agent was like, you know, who renovated this house?
The guy from the radio.
His wife. The guy from the radio wouldn't have done this good a job.
Yeah, right.
The guy from the radio would have just gone, everything would have been white and plain and the cheapest possible building materials.
And lots of shelves for Star Wars.
Tons of shelves to trinkets.
Plinths.
Yeah. Oh, so she messaged me, she's like, this is your house and can you just like not give me the real estate agent spiel?
I've got no skin
in the game. I'm not selling the house anymore.
I was just done this.
Yeah, I was just like, straight up, I love that house. I was so sad to leave it. It was our first home.
Yep.
We renovated it.
We cut a few corners.
Cut all the corners. Nothing's consented.
Don't look too close.
It's leaky.
Yeah.
No, I said the neighbors were amazing.
Yeah.
It was where we had our kids.
Yeah.
Like our first house we'd ever owned. I was like, I love that house. Can't say anything like bad about it. Loved it. And she was like, "Oh, that's cool." And then she messaged me a little while later saying, "Hey, we bought the house."
Oh, cool.
I'm like, "That's awesome."
So nice.
I said, "Let me know if you've got any questions."
Oh, God.
You're too involved.
She hasn't had any questions. Okay. And then she messaged me the other day saying, "How long ago did you move out of this house?" I said, 5.5 years ago. She's like, "We've just got a package with your name, with your wife's name on it."
What?
Your wife and a cat. And it was our cat Cheeto that we never had at that house.
Oh.
Very unusual.
Is this a PR agency sending you some cat biscuits?
It's a PR package.
Oh.
5.5 years to the wrong address.
So they haven't sent you anything in 5.5 years?
Nothing.
Good to know.
Yeah, I know. Blacklist.
Yeah.
And she said, "I'll just leave it outside, pop around again." I said, "Oh, no, pop it in the letterbox. I don't want to intrude." And she said, no. "And feel free to have a look around."
Oh, my God.
I did it.
Okay.
I did it. But the minute I walked in, I was just like, holy shit, this is my old house.
Yeah, such a weird feeling.
Such a weird feeling. And then I looked in and I was like, wait a minute, that's not our furniture?
Yeah.
Like seeing somebody else's stuff in the house. We picked everything. And it must be really weird if you went back to a house because your style and taste is so eclectic.
Yeah.
And your color choice and everything else was... We did go grayish walls on the inside, which people were always like, "I love this gray." Because I freaked out when Shadow's like, "I want to do grey walls."
It was nice.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
It was like a warm grey.
Yeah, beautiful.
And yeah, it was just so weird. And it felt, we've got a much bigger section now. It felt small. And I was like, oh my God, remember when my lawns used to take me 20 minutes? Now my lawns take me like a whole day.
You feel almost territorial.
Yeah.
I had it because I had the same, a package arrived and the guy was gone and he was like, "Just pop over and grab it off the doorstep." And you walk in, you're like peeping through the window. You're like, "You kept the green. Okay, interesting." Mm. Oh, I wouldn't have done that. Oh, you've let that go. All that tree needs it, you know, and you're just like, it's not your house.
Yeah, it's not.
They paid for it.
And they, even there were these planter boxes. My dad custom made these planter boxes for the deck because they fit perfectly under each window.
Yeah.
Which was a slightly different size. And I just looked at them and I was a bit like, oh my God, my dad made those.
Aww.
It was just so weird.
Yeah.
Because it's the first time I've been, I went and picked something up out of the letterbox like just after we moved out. But it's the first time in like 5 years I've been back. I've driven past real slowly like this.
Yeah,
of
I did that.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
Of course you have.
Volume down. Shh, kids, quiet. Oh yeah, that's our world house.
It is like you've got to be quiet to look at it.
Yeah. And then the neighbours are still the same neighbours and they look and you'd be like,
having a nosy.
Anyway, officially become that person that drives past your old house.
Down
I remember my parents doing it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Remember living there? I was like, no, we left when I was like 2. There's photos of me stuck at a cattle stop there, but I don't remember living there.
Crazy.
It's good stuff.